jakec, monster jakec,
fino umetnosti.
Fino umetnosti.
James Brittle v senci brezpilotnega letala. Projektni prostor Axioma je preteklo sredo gostil londonskega teoretika in praktika tako imenovane nove estetike, Jamesa Bridla. Pojem nova estetika je Bridlovo konceptualno maslo, nanaša pa se na pojavnost sveta, ki se tvori na pregibu realnega in virtualnega, fizičnega in digitalnega. Nova estetika je način občutja, sistem percepcije in afekcije, posledično pa tudi način videnja in način govorjenja, ki ga pogojuje tehnološki produkcijski ustroj, predvsem njegova mrežna tvarnost. Kot poudarja Brittle, moramo estetiko razumeti natanko kot ta in takšen produkcijski ustroj in ne kot posamičnem objekt. Vsaka podoba je le trenutna. Trenutna reprezentacija potekajočega procesa. V enem izmed esejev Brittle piše, vsaka podoba je povezava, konkretna ali imaginarna, do drugih aspektov veliko večjega sistema, tako kot je vsaka spletna stran in vsak esej, ter vsaka vrstica pisanega ali citiranega teksta povezava do drugih besed, misli in idej. S tem nova estetika kot forma kritike reproducira strukturo in dispozicijo mreže. Iz tega sledi, da kritika tega in takšnega tehnološkega ustroja ne more biti transcendentna, zunanja, temveč imanentna, notranja. Natančneje rečeno, kritika skuša doseči točko notranjosti, ki je hkrati tudi najbolj zunanja. Tisto znotraj vidnosti, kar je nevidno. Tisto znotraj mišljenega, kar je nemišljeno. Tisto znotraj fizičnega, kar je digitalno. Tisto znotraj realnega, kar je virtualno. In obratno, tisto znotraj virtualnega, kar je realno. Ter tisto znotraj digitalnega, kar je realno. Brittle skuša narediti vidno samo tehnologijo, njeno materialno pojavnost, toda na način, da se ta vidi skozi oko te istega tehnološkega ustroja. Kot pravi na primeru mavričnega letala.
And I've been kind of using this image for a long time as this kind of emblem of like a different way of seeing the world through the eyes of technology. That is sometimes kind of beautiful and amazing to us, but not always quite understandable in how it happens. But the fact that I bought the satellite imagery trying to see the drone meant that I understood what was happening here, which is that satellite imagery is produced in layers of different frequencies. So satellite images see separately in red, green, and blue, in black and white, and in infrared and the ultraviolet. So they have this different way of seeing the world. When that's put together for very fast images, you get something that looks like this. Or indeed something like looks like this, which is another installation, which is obviously of the rainbow plane, which is, I really hope I'm going to be able to get a satellite image of this one because it's really big. But again, it's this, instead of being a representation of the invisible technology, it's a representation of a technology that's only visible to the technology itself, that tries to explain kind of back to us how the world is seen by our technologies, but not always quite the way that we see it.
Nemara bi bilo namesto viden, bolje reči pojaven, kajti Brittle nenehno ustvarja med govoriti in kazati, med predavanjem in pisanjem ter razstavljanjem in kazanjem. Tako tudi nima posebnega smisla recenzirati njegovih konkretnih galerijskih predstavitev, tudi konkretne postavitve v Axiomine, ki so le reprezentacije potekajočega procesa, ampak misliti sam ta proces. Česar se bomo tu poslužili skozi kratko poročilo Brittlove predstavitve. kot pove sam naslov, v senci brezpilotnega letala, se Bridl v Axiomi razstavlja in predstavlja predvsem s projekti, ki so vezani na dronifikacijo kulture. Eden izmed projektov je tudi preprosta street art metoda javne intervencije. Risanje modelov brezpilotnih letal na javnih površinah v velikosti 1:1, kar naj bi ustvarilo učinek direktne konfrontacije in umestitve nevidnega aparata v polje vidnosti.
Their invisibility is one of their kind of signifying qualities. That the drone is something that's designed to be invisible. Both literally invisible, as in they fly at kind of 50,000 feet for hours and hours at a time. You literally can't see them. You wouldn't know they're up there in the sky. But also that they're politically and morally invisible. That they're used in place of manned planes so that there aren't questions of body bags coming home. That they facilitate kind of new types of war. That allow governments to make war in kind of new ways. And also that thing about that kind of invisibility and intangibility for me kind of it feels like all technologies today. Feels like the internet. Feels like the spaces in which we spend so much of our time that aren't real. Or at least they're entirely real to us, but they don't have a physical form that we can relate to. So much of this is about taking those forms and literally just kind of sketching them and drawing them out. And I've since drawn those drone shadows all over the place, and as I'm sure some of you know, several of them have been drawn around Ljubljana this week, which is fantastic. The time lapse at the beginning was of one being drawn, and there's a couple of other ones as well. And in part that's made possible because one thing I did was that I also made like a guide to drawing them. So I put together all the plans that I had for these things, and you can go online and you can download these plans, and anyone can make one of them, which has been really nice because then they happen in different contexts as well. So it's not just the ones that I make or that art institutions make, but people make them at in other situations.
Vprašanje materialnosti in pojavnosti tehnologije, način, kako videti tehnologijo skozi to tehnologijo samo, seveda ni nič novega. V osnovi je to vprašanje avantgardizma. Toda pri Bridlu in sorodnih projektih se sama materialnost in pojavnost tehnologije nanaša na povsem drug princip. Na princip transparentnosti, zato lahko tu govorimo o preseku med novinarsko-raziskovalnim in umetniško-metodološkim načinom. Naprimer, Dronestagram, Bridlov Instagram kanal, kjer objavlja podobe razdejanj, ki jih za sabo pustijo droni, je način raziskovalne metode, s katero v vidno bolje ne spravlja le same tehnologije, temveč njene učinke.
I took those images of places. I went and found the places mentioned in those reports where drone strikes occurred, and I went and photographed them through the view of the satellite. Right? These photos, these images of the world that had just been gathered, kind of put into huge databases that are sitting there kind of waiting for us to come along and discover them again and kind of give meaning to them. I found those for the drone strike locations and posted them back to social media, to Instagram and to Twitter and to Tumblr. Essentially sort of closed that loop between both between like these networks, the networks that the drones run on and the networks that kind of our social media run on. And just to kind of to put some of this imagery kind of back into the world, to kind of give it a meaning again. And it's quite interesting doing that kind of within the frame of social media, within a place that people go every day. Because they say they're kind of the same networks, the military networks and social networks, they run on the same principle. They both kind of facilitate sight and action at a distance, that's what they're for. One of them's just tuned towards kind of violence and secrecy, and the other one allegedly towards kind of bringing us closer together and showing us things we wouldn't see before.
Tem je pomembno, da transparentnost demistificiramo. Kajti transparentnost ni nič drugega kot določen način nadzorovanja. Z drugimi besedami, transparentnost je ideal tako oblasti kot upora, tako totalitarizma kot demokracije. Problem ni vsebinski. Kdo ali kaj je lahko vidno in kdo ali kaj je skrito. Marveč predpostavka, da obstaja perspektiva, ki lahko zajame celotno polje. Vprašanje torej ni le vidnost tehnologije in dostopnost podatkov, kot bi lahko na prvi vtis brali tudi predstavljeno Bridlovo delo, ampak na eni strani vzpostavitev perspektive gledanja, ki skuša misliti samo sebe, kot v primeru naredi vidno tehnologijo skozi to tehnologijo samo. In na drugi strani uporaba podatkov na predrugačen, da ne rečem eksperimentalen način. Konec koncev gre za vprašanje subjektivizacije, ki danes ni le popolnoma prekarizirana, temveč tudi dronificirana, upravljena na daljavo. V tem smislu lahko razumemo tudi Bridlov najnovejši projekt mrežnega državljanstva, Citizen X, ki ga je predstavil v Axiomi.
Algorithmic citizenship is, as I said, the way NSA decide your citizenship and whether to surveil you. Because of the laws around surveillance, for example, NSA are not allowed to surveil American citizens, but all they're doing is gathering huge amounts of data and looking at all of it. So in order to, they say, get rid of some of that and not surveil American citizens, they decide who's American citizen or not based essentially on their browsing behavior, on the data that they leave behind online. So basically, at any moment, your citizenship is being effectively and legally decided by this collection of data and this analysis of data, which means your human rights are essentially being decided by those things, and a huge amount of stuff that happens to you legally will be decided not by the passport or the identity card that you have, but by an algorithm looking at your kind of patterns of behavior, patterns of life. Which, of course, is actually how we tend to kill people in drone strikes these days, which I wasn't going to mention the drones, but actually most drone strikes, the ones in Dronestagram, happen because someone was using a SIM card in a particular place and we don't even know who they are. So it's very real in that context. But this is the more kind of domestic, local version. And as I say, so the thing about algorithmic citizenship is also not necessarily that it's kind of fragmented, or though it may be, or that it's kind of percentage-based, but the fact that it's changing all the time, that it's being constantly recalculated and recalibrated against your behaviour or about the behaviour of people in your network, and therefore it becomes unstable in the way that people who perhaps are undocumented or people who are refugees, there's a lot of people for whom citizenship and identity and therefore human rights have always been deeply unstable. But this system essentially replicates that for all of us, all of the time.
Droniziral je Robert.
Monster, yeah, cats, 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 monster, yeah,